This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
DJV Health on the air right now. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my very good friend, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. He's here from his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Mount Dora, Florida. Fabulous offering of information that we have. Ken goes through all the various medical association journals to pull up information that's relative to what we're all concerned about, whatever it is. And, of course, we are all concerned about COVID, and there are a number of different things here. Looks like almost everything is about COVID again, so let's get at it, Ken. First of all, doctors and nurses who are retired are going to still, like regular doctors, you've had both your shots. I'm supposed to get my shot in the next week. It isn't so much of an age play as my involvement in agriculture. But was there a question about doctors and nurses who are retired? Aren't a lot of them being called back into service anyway to help out?
Well, tomorrow will be 3 weeks since I've had my second shot. And doing fine. I would encourage everybody listening to really consider it, because that's how we're going to get through this when we get herd immunity. And it was just one day after the shot with each of them. Yeah, some minor symptoms, and you want to have some minor symptoms because it tells you that your immune system's working. You know, these people who boast, "I felt nothing." Well, we don't know if you had your immune system work. The good news is that 50% of the people in the trials for the two vaccines that have been approved, the Moderna and the Pfizer, 50% had mild symptoms like a little fever, some chills, muscle aches, headache, some soreness at the injection site. And usually this occurs for one day, the day after the injection. And then don't be surprised with the second injection if it's just a little bit stronger. But that's a good sign. It means your immune system's working. But the approximately 45% of people who boast, "I felt nothing," fortunately, the vaccines, the two mRNA vaccines, Moderna and Pfizer, are 95% effective. So 45% of you who have no reaction are still going to be getting the good effect from the vaccine. Fear the virus, not the vaccine. But what has happened, Doug, are the 70-year-olds in Massachusetts even getting vaccinated yet?
Not yet. 75-year-olds, okay.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's
next
it's
week,
amazing.
But not the 70-year-olds. Nope.
It's amazing. And part of the problems are just getting everything together, and some states are quicker than others. And yeah, one of the rate-limiting factors, the main rate-limiting factor, is supply. That's what's really slowing things down, is being able to manufacture this product. Next time this event occurs, hopefully it will never occur, right, we'll be ready, we'll have the raw material, the manufacturing process, but getting the raw materials to make this is really what's the rate-limiting step of the manufacturing process, and that's really what's slowing down getting this all done. But then the states have to get the system together. We haven't done this in decades. What, during the polio? We did this for polio, but when have we suddenly mass vaccinated our entire population? And not many of us can remember ever doing that.
No.
And that, some of the governors have gotten this done quicker. One of the rate-limiting factors is the people power to give the vaccine. Well, the this week, retired doctors and nurses are being called back to the front lines for the U.S. coronavirus vaccination effort. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is amending its rules to allow retired health professionals to administer COVID-19 vaccine shots. I think this is a great idea. People who've given vaccines their whole career and their home in retirement, to come out and help and get this done. Great idea.
Have they all been vaccinated in line with the current doctors and nurse population?
I would hope that those people who are coming out would have got have been vaccinated, but in Massachusetts, maybe not.
Well, you were talking, you know, Massachusetts, we have three or four states in Massachusetts, so this will be relative to them. The vaccine situation, for example, in the community that I live in, it's Framingham, is all of the state workers. We have a nincompoop for a mayor, and there's no leadership, and so the vaccination situation here is completely unacceptable.
Too much politics.
It's way politicized, and the mayor always, she's such an egomaniac, wants to take credit for everything, and she ought to be given credit for messing everything up, including this sort of thing. So, at any rate, hopefully your circumstance, you find that everybody is, there's more information and better organized.
And just get the job done.
The fact that COVID may keep heart disease in the top link as a global killer, why? What's the relationship? You're the cardiologist, so what are you seeing here with your patients that have COVID and the relationship it has to heart disease?
Well, several things. Heart disease remains the leading cause of death globally, and the COVID-19 pandemic, as you're saying, is likely means that it will continue for the foreseeable future. This was published in the medical journal Circulation this week. The coronavirus has been linked with long-term heart damage and complications. That's one of the reasons. The other reason is that people have delayed getting care for heart attacks and strokes during the pandemic, and they're also not doing their preventive care like they should because they're afraid coming in that they may get something. And most of us are taking extraordinary care to be cautious, and if you follow the guidelines, you're putting yourself at risk, and you should be more concerned about keeping your heart healthy than the risk of picking up a virus in a doctor's office. If they're following all the guidelines and you're masked and you're distanced and you keep your hands off your face, you're going to keep your heart healthy and you won't pick up the virus.
Okay, more on COVID. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. Should you be impressed in our new listener? I forgot. I noticed there's another. I got to find the caller. There's another new station on board this week. At any rate, those of you who are new and you're impressed with Ken and his knowledge and his mannerism, you can certainly have a telemedicine connection with him or visit him in his office if you want. 352-735-1400 reaches Lake Cardiology, Ken's clinic in Florida. There is an 800 number, but nobody uses those anymore anyway. 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken. 352-735-1400. Hook up with him and get satisfaction when it comes to trying to figure out what's going on in your body. I have a yearly event with him, and it really works out wonderfully well. Here's something else that's working extraordinarily well for people who get in on the program, the Navage Nasal Care Program, NAVAGE. I talk about this during the week on my regular DJV program. I've been very impressed with the speed at which people take to this, how they learn how to use it, how they understand that it is the best way to clean your nose. It's all natural. They have those standard nose things, and you flush it up one side and it spits out the bad stuff on the other side. A clean nose means you're going to have a much healthier life. So this is good nasal hygiene to practice. Make it your new normal. Even if you blow your nose every morning or whatever it is that you do to clean your nose out, this does a superb job, way beyond what you can do in just sort of blowing your nose. The Navage system cleared by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. It is recommended. It works. You'll love it. Most of all, it gets rid of all the bad stuff in your nose, flushes out the pollen and the bacteria, the viruses, the germs naturally. It's easy to use, and it is the drug-free alternative to all the other things that are on the market. Get yourself a clean nose and a healthier life. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal. Use Navage, the nasal care system that works so well, or it's guaranteed your money back. You don't like it? Get your money back. Navage, NAVAGE, Navage.com.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family, but there's rarely enough hours in a day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead at KFC.com. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. $20 fill-up not available with delivery. Taxes, substitution, extra. Delivery service and additional fees may apply.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, I'm Doug Steffen, going through all of the things, mostly COVID-related information that's new this week that helps us to put a positive spin on whatever you're doing to take care of yourself. Here's something that's pretty interesting. There are a couple of items that are connected to your lungs. Lung problems. I mean, this stuff goes into your lungs. That's where it goes first, right? And just sort of because of the way the Chinese engineered it, it is engineered to stick to your lungs, to the surface of the lungs, is it not?
Well, most of it comes in through your nose, so that's why if you're wearing a mask, make sure you cover your nose or
right.
You're doing no good. But it can come in through the mouth and sometimes even through the eyes, but most of it, 70% of it comes through the nose. What we learned this week from the Journal of the American Medical Association Network Opens is that more than half of adults hospitalized with COVID-19, Doug, have diminished lung function 4 months after they've recovered and returned home. A similar percentage of these patients also had mobility problems, including difficulty walking, and just over 17% had symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder 4 months after hospital discharge. So the concern here is that there really are long-term effects of COVID-19, and when we have some time, I can expand on this because there are a number of them.
Well, I think that we ought to talk about that and the fact that if you're a smoker now, other than being stupid because you smoke, and that's maybe a little harsh, but it's true. And if you're a former smoker and you've had COVID, what's the ruling on that in terms of how it affects you?
This is out of JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association Internal Medicine Edition. Does current and former long-term smokers are more than twice as likely to require hospital care after being infected with COVID-19 and nearly twice as likely to die from the virus compared to those who never smoked. And I have to say that smoking pot damages the lungs and impairs the immune system. So, you know, you probably need to add smoking pot to this also.
Well, smoking pot is smoking. One would wonder if you're taking the edibles, though. I think it's the smoke that makes it most difficult, isn't it? It's not the edibles or the
well, it's the damage to the lung, and it's the impairment of the immune system.
Yeah, all right. So there it is. Don't smoke. What's the point? Why would you want to smoke? Good Lord. People say, young girls say they smoke because they want to keep their weight up. Can you imagine thinking that way? Good God. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen on DJV Health.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back again into the fold, Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Dr. Doug Steffen. He's got a couple of licenses I have none, but it sounds good anyway. You know, you're impressed, right, if you hear two doctors talking. I throw out the curveballs and Ken hits them out of the park. This is the DJV Health Program, so you wanted to talk about numbers, the focus on these various things with your lung and how the COVID is affecting people who smoke much more. There are other long-term effects, though, that you said you wanted to explain.
Yes, and this is why you really have to think about vaccinating. Most people who have COVID-19, Doug, recover completely within a few weeks. But some people, even those who have mild versions of the disease, continue to experience symptoms after their initial recovery. And the most common signs and symptoms that linger over time, they include, there's a long list here, fatigue, shortness of breath, cough, joint pain, chest pain. And other long-term signs and symptoms may include muscle pain or headache, faster pounding heartbeat, loss of smell or taste, memory, concentration or sleep problems, rash or hair loss. There's organ damage caused by COVID-19. This includes to the heart, lungs, brain, blood clots and blood vessel problems. There are problems with mood and fatigue, and many long-term COVID-19 effects are still unknown.
All right, so 100 million people in America, that's almost a third of the population, according to stats that I saw this week, have had COVID. So are we to take away from what you just said that most of these or many of these people are going to have the long-term effects, but we won't know it until we go down the pike another year or two or three or four?
I don't think most of them will, but a fraction will, and that's the key. When 100 million people, if 10% of 100 million is 10 million people,
yeah,
that's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. Yeah, yeah. All right, so now with COVID, there is an instruction that if you're traveling, you have to provide a negative COVID test if you're coming into the country, not if you're traveling from state to state, but if you're traveling, let's say, from England to America, or you're traveling from Japan to America, you got to have a negative COVID test. So are they offering these at the airports? How do you get these tests?
Well, this is the new rule. Just this week, the CDC announced, Doug, that all travelers who enter America through any airport nationwide, they must show that they have tested negative for COVID-19 no more than 72 hours before their flight. So it's up to the traveler right now to get it. But I would imagine the entrepreneurs are going to start putting these nearby. But let me just suggest one of the really exciting things about testing for COVID-19 is coming very soon to a pharmacy near all of us, home rapid self-testing. Home rapid self-testing. It's already been approved by the FDA, a couple of the companies, and they're manufacturing them right now. So you'll have every ingredient you need to test yourself at home, not send anything off, and you'll have the answer in a few minutes. And that is going to make testing so much easier.
How much is it going to cost?
That's going to be a good question. They haven't announced the price, but I would guess, if I was a guessing guy, anywhere between $50 to $200, and I'm somewhere in that range.
Mm-hmm. All right. There's a lot of more. What kind of kind of English is that? There is much more coming, including a focus on microvascular brain injuries, as Ken was going through the long-term effects. This is something specifically has been worked on by the New England Journal of Medicine, so we'll talk about that and other COVID-related items as we continue here on this week's edition of DJV Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
TP-Link has introduced a family of new routers powered by the sixth generation of Wi-Fi. So what are the big takeaways of Wi-Fi 6? Wi-Fi 6 is designed to improve speed, increase efficiency, and reduce lag that you might have in your home or small business. It's the next generation standard of Wi-Fi technology, and not only does it deliver super fast Wi-Fi, but also stutter-free VR performance that will give you ultra-smooth streaming and vivid 4K and even 8K resolution. Wi-Fi 6 even provides a flawless smart home experience that can handle all of your devices in your home, no matter how large your file downloads or uploads are. In fact, Wi-Fi 6 provides up to 4 times more capacity, so you may never see that buffering message again. For more info on Wi-Fi 6 and TP-Link routers, check out tp-link.com. That's tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Joe Biden is ordering government health insurance markets to reopen for a special sign-up window. The move will offer Americans help with medical coverage as the coronavirus pandemic continues to surge. Also, even though coronavirus vaccines are rolling out, they're still not widely available to most Americans. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it's part of an executive order that includes the Affordable Care Act.
The Department of Health and Human Services will open healthcare.gov for a special enrollment period from February 15th to May 15th. And just as a reminder, the prior administration only had it open for 6 weeks, so this is double that length of time.
President Biden also instructed his administration to consider reversing other Trump healthcare policies, including curbs on abortion counseling. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The National Retail Federation predicts a significant decrease this year in spending for Valentine's Day due to the pandemic. USA's John Clemens reports.
In 2021, those celebrating Valentine's Day are expected to spend a total of $21.8 billion. But according to Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation, that may sound like a lot, but it's way off from last year.
This year, those celebrating plan to spend about $165 on average, which is about $32 less than they spent last year.
Many consumers are committed to celebrating Valentine's Day.
We're seeing a real commitment from consumers to celebrating friends and family, loved ones, even if they're having to alter or adapt those traditional holiday celebrations.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Lawmakers in the South Carolina State Senate have passed a bill to ban most abortions, sending it to the Republican-controlled House, where it's expected to pass. But its fate is in doubt, as it will likely face a lengthy litigation before it becomes law. The state's governor, Henry McMaster, said he intends to sign the controversial South Carolina Fetal Heartbeat Protection from Abortion Act when it lands on his desk. The bill prohibits a doctor under threat of felony charges and a 2-year prison sentence from performing an abortion after the heartbeat of a fetus has been detected. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Back with Dr. Ken, second half hour of our DJV Health this week. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken in the most recent DJV Health podcast focuses on some of the controversy around the vaccines and the new mutations of the virus and the protocols for getting treatment, et cetera, et cetera. We talk about flu cases this year as part of this podcast and answer questions about drug prices and why they're going up, all that sort of thing, plus a lot more info about you and your health, best vitamins to take on various circumstances, like hair loss. What's the answer to that question? You'll get it when you listen to the daily. Well, you can listen daily. You can get caught up because there's a couple of hundred episodes at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Dr. Ken and the continuing, I don't know, flap over what's going on with COVID. I noticed Eli Lilly has an antibody cocktail that supposedly cuts hospitalization by 70%, Ken. 125,000 high-risk patients have had this. Have you used it at all in any of your patients?
Well, this is the IV infusion that you need to start early after diagnosis. This was, remember, this was similar. The other company had it a little earlier that President Trump received that really resurrected him. And these monoclonal antibodies are very effective. The only question is whether they're going to be effective against the variants. There are now three variants that have been described, one from the United Kingdom, one from Brazil, and one from South Africa. And it's seeming that the vaccinations are going to be okay. The only question about which variant is the one from South Africa, whether the vaccines are still going to be fully effective against that variant, but I don't think it's going to be all or nothing, but that's being studied, and even the two, Pfizer and Moderna, are even revving up to make a booster if they need to, if that South Africa variant becomes the established variant in America. But the therapeutics, the monoclonal therapeutics, which actually give you your body the antibody as opposed to stimulating your immune system to be able to make the antibody, that's what the vaccine does. The thought is that those monoclonal therapeutic antibodies may not be as good against the variants as it will be against the original. So, but fortunately, as we all get vaccinated, we won't use these therapeutics. But if you're acutely ill and you're at high risk of getting severe COVID, or you have a more than mild case, you need to notify your doctor. These are now being given usually in the ER because it's an hour intravenous infusion, but it has to be given early on in the course of the illness. Once you're ready to be hospitalized, it's too late, but they are very effective if they're given early. And unfortunately, in many locations, they don't have isolated systems set up to give this, which would be the ideal situation. But just talk to your doctor. Talk to the local ER, figure out in your community how they're administering this 60-minute infusion, the monoclonal antibody cocktail for acute illness. You have to be diagnosed. You have to be documented with the quick test that you have COVID, and then you have to get early in the onset. So if you're at high risk of getting severe COVID-19 and or you have more than moderate illness, talk to your doctor about getting this. Very effective. And then the other thing is, if you do get this cocktail, this infusion, you have to wait 90 days before you can get vaccinated.
Are you going to get a third shot?
You mean a booster?
Yeah.
Well, there's none available right now. It'll depend whether these variants, especially the South Africa one, are not significantly sensitive to the antibody that your body produces from the current. I got the Pfizer, and the two variants, the Brazil variant and the United Kingdom variant, we know the Pfizer and Moderna are very effective. The one that we're not sure about, and I don't think it's going to be all or nothing, you know, it might, instead of being 95, it might be 60 or 70%, but that investigation is ongoing at this moment, and nobody's panicking, but they are isolating the genetics of the South Africa variant. They're already, just in case, getting ready to produce a booster, but it's not clear yet whether they're going to have to administer it, because it's not totally clear yet what the effectiveness is of the current Moderna and Pfizer mRNA vaccines against the South Africa variant.
One of the things that has been coming from people like Fauci, a lot of experts say if you have a vaccine, the herd immunity stuff, you should still wear a mask. So could we differentiate between those people who have had COVID and their likelihood of spreading it, and whether or not they ought to need to, or they need to wear a mask, versus those who are vaccinated and haven't had it and the need to wear a mask still? What's, how do we?
Sure. Let me explain the issue about being vaccinated and then wearing a mask.
Yeah.
What is not yet totally clear, and it's getting a little clear because this is a whole brand new area, is once you're vaccinated, like myself, am I still able to spread the virus around?
Doug,
there is so much. There is so much virus around right now. It's just unbelievable how much virus there is right now in the air.
When you think about 100 million people have had this thing, I'm thankful I have a strong immune system. But I'm, for one, I don't like shots, and I'm not much for a lot of traditional medicine, as we've gone through with my TIA stuff. But I'm having this shot, man. I think that it's very important to have the shot. Even though I do in the back of my mind wonder what's going to happen 15, 20 years down the road, I think I still have that in the back of my mind. Anybody ask you that when they come into your office? What's going to happen, Doc, in 15 or 20 years to me?
Regarding what?
Whether what the effect, what's going to be the impact? Will there be negative impacts? Because some of the naysayers have said, oh, I'm not taking that because I don't know what's going to happen.
You mean from the vaccine 15 years from now?
Yes.
First of all, 99.8% of adverse effects from vaccines that are newly developed occur in the first 2 months.
Oh, they
do. And that's why the FDA only requires a 2-month window after the study group is vaccinated. And that's what got President Trump so upset, because the FDA actually extended the usual 2-month safety monitoring period a third month, and the results were announced after the election. So people are concerned that the current mRNA, Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are not safe because they were made so quickly. But actually, the safety monitoring period of these two vaccines was longer than any other new vaccine. And the reason why it was made so quickly was because they started manufacturing it before it was approved.
Well, they also have been doing that mRNA stuff, that evaluative
process. The mRNA process is quicker than the egg culture that's been used, where it takes years to get it all right.
Time for us to focus on your weight for a moment here on DJV Health. Doug Steffen with an invitation, I guess, or urging for you to get the most from your diet program. Maybe you need to, if you've decided, Jenny Craig, on the diet food, or you're exercising at Planet Fitness or whatever it is, whatever planet you're on. The great thing, I was going to use the word benefit, but I think it's even more than that. Years from now, you'll be in such great shape. You talk about the impact of the virus and what's going to happen with the vaccines. I know one thing for sure. If you lose weight and keep it off, and any doctor will tell you the same thing, you're extending your life. That's really the bottom line. You want to live longer, be around your children, your grandchildren longer, then get rid of that weight. And one of the ways to do it, the most productive way from my point of view, is to support a regular eating program. You eat the right stuff, the right amounts, to get an exercise program. And then the ancillary effect will be much more dramatic when you're using Calitrin because of the ingredients, the potent proteins and enzymes and stuff that are in there. They work much better when you're on an exercise program because they help the muscle get built and push the fat out. That's the deal. You got to take it consistently every day. You can stay in touch with your progress. There's a personal consultant available to you, and that's how you may get your results. And there are all kinds of reasons to like Calitrin. It works, bottom line, or your money back in 45 days. Take 4 capsules every night or a teaspoon of the liquid just before you go to bed on an empty stomach. Marvelous, marvelous, marvelous. You look marvelous. Remember that old thing from Billy Crystal? You will, and you'll feel even better. Get healthy the right way. Lose the weight. Get the support from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com to buy the product and use the DJV code when you're checking out to not have to pay for any shipping or to get the best deal like the 3 and 3. Buy 3, get 3 free. That's all at toploss.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Griebel.
The politically correct thought police are at it again at Clemson University, where professors can no longer expect students to come to class on time. Campus diversity training materials now suggest that expecting people from other cultures to show up on time is racist. instead of teaching students the kind of responsibility that will be required in the job market, these professors are being told that to be inclusive, they must recognize cultural differences that may impact the meeting and adjust accordingly. What needs to be adjusted is this misguided policy. I spent several years teaching college classes, and I can tell you, you can't even teach political correctness if students don't show up to the class. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed. Queen, now $17.99. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom-printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 25% off custom flyers, brochures, postcards, or labels when you spend $70 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples. Ends 227. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/custom prints for details.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology, reach out to him in Florida if you would like to have some really good experiences with a great doctor. The president has predicted that with the COVID-19 shots and people maybe more adhering to the rules of the road, like wearing masks and distancing and stuff, that we'll have this so-called herd immunity by summertime. That's 100 million vaccines, right, in 100 days. Is this going to be possible? Is this good? Are we happy about it? It's quite a logistical challenge, as we've noted earlier in the program.
Well, there are so many variables right now to try to make that prediction. And I think the best I think you can do, I'm going to predict that the end of this whole thing is somewhere between the end of summer and the beginning of winter. So a little bit, either a little bit before the fall or a little bit after the fall, we'll get to herd immunity. But right now, the rate limiting factor is the manufacturing. If the Johnson & Johnson, which is undergoing phase 3 testing right now, turns out to be reasonably effective, that is going to speed up this process. And if they can just get enough raw materials to at Pfizer and Moderna to speed things up. But I heard Dr. Kessler, who was the former head of the FDA under George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton, who President Biden has appointed to head the vaccination effort for him. I heard him speak, and I think he's lowering our expectations. He was saying it's going to take the third or fourth quarter of this year to get enough vaccine for anyone who wants it. Mm-hmm. And again, I think they're just trying to lower our expectations. But so my prediction is sometime either towards the end of the summer or the beginning of the winter, in that time interval, we're going to get to herd immunity.
A lot of discussion of the brain and what happens, especially if you have a severe case. Can you give us a quick overview of what happens, the microvascular injury to the brain, if you have a serious case of COVID?
Well, there's just the problem with COVID is that it unbelievably turns on the immune system. So you get huge amount of excess inflammation and you get huge amount of clotting. And this is not good for the circulation anywhere in the body. And especially the microvessels are very sensitive to any clots. They close down really easily to excess inflammation. And there is, in some people, a lot of damage and a lot of neurologic signs and symptoms, and this is why you want to get vaccinated.
Right, okay. It'll have its impact. I was thinking about the same microvascular problems that the heart itself has, and it isn't to the brain, with any kind of something that, anything that will coagulate or get in the way. Dr. Ken here on the DJV Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Time now for questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, leading the pack here. Is it true, Dr. Ken, that taking a nap can boost your mental agility?
Doug, you have been doing this study for many years yourself.
I have.
I like
taking a nap.
Yes, and there's a study in the Journal of General Psychiatry this week that confirms your experience. Napping in the afternoon may actually boost mental agility. A midday nap is associated with a rise in locational awareness, verbal fluency, and working memory. Sounds great for a talk show host.
Naps
may be beneficial. One is that naps help ease inflammation, which plays a role in sleep disorders and overall health.
All right. We have been talking on the air about my TIA. Many doctors agree that I show the signs. You've said that you thought that I had a TIA, even though it was kind of a minor one. But I notice that there's some concern among people who have had a TIA as to how, because the risk, the reason we put on all of these drugs that we've been talking about, Eliquis and Warfarin and Coumadin and Plavix, is to eliminate the stroke risk. So what happens, and is there a severe, does it go with severity? Like some people have, my father had a really serious TIA. I didn't. So how does that work in terms of down the road stroke risk?
Okay, this comes out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, fondly called JAMA. This week published. So people who suffer from a mini stroke, also called a TIA, have a 4 times higher risk for a future, more serious stroke during the following 10 years compared with those without a history of these events. So up to 30% of those who have experienced the shorter, smaller strokes called transient ischemic attacks, or TIAs, will have a more serious stroke later. Of those who end up with stroke, almost one half have it more than 1 year after the TIA.
All right. So then, but looking at the remedy for this, if you do nothing, or is this included? Because one of the doctors that I have pointed out that if you're on one of the drugs, whatever it is, there's like a 1.3% chance to about a 3% chance, depending on the drug, that you'd ever have a stroke again if you're on one of these drugs. Does that ring a bell?
Exactly. Well, you're subgrouping out the various people. What I just quoted were all comers for all of the reasons of having a TIA and some people doing the appropriate treatments and risk factor reductions, you know, blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol and weight, diet and exercise for prevention of the big one. And some people not. And when you do, you can get a handle on this by doing the preventive things that I just listed for you. But, and then identifying, if you can, the possible cause of why you have the TIA, and I think in you we have, and then getting the treatment. So you don't have to be one of these statistics or make it extremely unlikely. He was describing the dramatic lowering of the risk of having a stroke.
All right, so there it is, the drug stuff. Okay, here's a good one. Question about the iPhone and anything that's like an iPhone. When you put it in your body or next to your body, you're not going to put it inside your body, but you know what I'm saying, it interferes with the ICDs, the sort of stuff that I've had implanted to monitor what's going on in my heart, more serious stuff like defibrillators, pacemakers, that kind of stuff. So I guess it's the magnets in the iPhone that make screw all this stuff up, right?
Were you warned about keeping some of those things away from whatever you have?
Well, yeah, but I don't use them. I'm not married to them like a lot of people are. So
well, you want to just, you know, if you have a pacemaker, a defibrillator, it's a theoretical thing, and often it's not effective, but it's probably best to, you know, use it on the side opposite from where your device is.
Don't
be extra safe.
Do not put it in your shirt pocket on the left-hand side.
Correct.
I think maybe that's the bottom line. Ken, final question has to do with pancreatic cancer. Is it easier to detect? Are there more people getting it? What are the signs?
Well, the problem with pancreatic cancer, why it's so deadly, is because the signs don't usually show up till it's too late and it's grown. Some of the signs are abdominal pain, loss of appetite, yellowing of your skin, light-colored stools, dark-colored urine, itchy skin. If you have any of these things, get reassured that it's not pancreatic cancer.
All right. Words to the wise are sufficient, so one said. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen on DJV Health.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.